be able to physically reduce the discomfort while I'm coming into alignment. And I'm not using the medicine instead of coming into alignment. I'm using the medicine while I'm coming into alignment. And as I come into alignment, the medicine will become unnecessary. Right. Meanwhile, it's nice to have something that takes the edge off.
Right. This great neurologist who I really trust and believe in, and eventually I won't need the medicine.
And we think it is a wonderful thing that, great as that neurologist was, he had to give you some cockamamie story of what it is that's wrong. In other words, it wasn't even
It wasn't even a real disease.
It isn't.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's just, he can't deny that you're feeling discomfort, so yeah. It must be something.
Yeah.
We say it is. It's resistance.
Yeah. No, I totally believe that.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Are you feeling more and more empowered?
Yes.
Don't you like knowing you're in charge?
Yes.
And does it even really matter that you don't know what to do with it yet? In other words, does it matter that you don't exactly know how it's going to play out? You just know it can?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous. Thank you, Abraham, for everything. And you know all that I mean and say with that. And thank you for Jerry and Esther. There's been a really big shift in my life since you came in. And I thank you. My question is about dependencies. I have been a person who has always enjoyed being out of my body. Sometimes it hasn't been the most appropriate time to do that. Why do I like the feeling either of sleep or being in some type of altered state?
Because it's better than resistance. That's it. That's all. In other words, you love the feeling of alignment, can't always figure out how to make that happen given whatever's going on, and so this is just a path of lesser resistance. Nothing wrong with it. It's more fun to be in absolute control of your experience, but it's a good sign that you care about how you feel. That's the most important part in all of this. I care about how I feel, and when I can't control how I feel, then I find my personal unique ways of withdrawing.
Could some people say that interpret that as depression too sometimes? And people tell me, I think maybe you can be suffering sometimes from depression, and that's why you like to sleep so much?
Well, sleeping a lot is often accompanied by depression, but it doesn't mean that everybody who likes to sleep a lot is depressed. In other words, it's funny how people come around to their conclusions.
So being in an altered state...
Well, see, you can tell the story either way. You can say, I like to sleep because in my sleeping I find utter alignment. Or you can say, I like to sleep because I'm not always utterly aligned. And one is a positive story and one's a more negative story. You can say, I'm smart enough to know when I'm on a negative jag that the best thing for me to do is to stop the process and withdraw from it, which is a positive way of saying it. Or you could say, I am depressed, which is a more negative way of saying it.
And how does drugs come into play with that? I mean, an addiction.
Well, we would like to say to you that what you're really addicted to from a very soul level is feeling good. That's the true addiction. And we're using addiction in the most positive frame that we could offer it. In other words, you really are pure positive energy. And we first let us say to you that any of you who feel negative emotion and then want to throw a fit over feeling negative emotion, that's a really good thing that you want to throw a hissy fit over feeling negative emotion, because you are supposed to feel good. But a lot of people have been socialized into tolerating not feeling so good. So there are a whole lot of people that force themselves to stay present even in their most negative of feeling moments. And we say, that's not the choice we would make of the two choices that seem to be before us. But then, and this is what you're reaching for, there are other